A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door. In as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Onward. I mentioned that this story about the 10 hardest places to play, and this is appropriate because today, by the way, is the day when the conference realignment is actually official. So right now, Oklahoma and Texas
are members of the SEC.
Are proud members of the SEC, and suddenly those football programs that have not met a lot over the course of their history, now they mean more, Jeffrey.
Oh, yeah. It just means more.
So they're in the SEC. So here, I'm not going to give you EA Sports. I'm going to give you Bruce Feldman's top 10 places to play, and I'll let you comment. We'll count from bottom up. 10, Kyle Field, Texas A&M.
So Kyle Field is an impressive stadium. I've covered 2 games there.
It's number one, by the way, in EA Sports.
Correct. So it is an impressive stadium. When they do the hymn and it looks like the stadium's shaking, it is impressive. The thing that struck me about it, though, was even covering night games, despite the fact that it's a massive, huge stadium, it wasn't like nowhere near like one of the loudest, most intimidating environments. But at the same time, I found it impressive. I just didn't find it as intimidating.
I'll be honest. I couldn't distinguish between these. In other words, if you ask, like, Florida's, I've been at Florida, it's loud. I've been at Ole Miss, it's loud. I've been at Tennessee, it's loud. I've been to a lot of these. You know what was really freaking loud? The Sugar Bowl. The Sugar Bowl, inside stadium, incredibly loud.
Superdome. I mean, the dome can get very
loud. So I don't know how you're supposed to pick between these. Anyway, here you go. Number 9, Georgia.
So Georgia falls into the category that I think a few of these stadiums are. When Georgia decides it's a big game, it can be an unbelievably daunting and intimidating environment. But there's a lot of games where it's kind of a wine and cheese crowd, and it's not all that. It gets kind of sleepy.
Okay. 8, I'll give you a few at once. 8, Oregon. 10, Tennessee. I mean, 7, Tennessee. So 8, Oregon. 7, Tennessee. 6, Florida.
So the only one that I would say, I think,
I haven't been to Outson, but I've been to the other two. And again, they're both incredibly loud. But ask me to pick.
So with Outson, I've never been there. But what I do know is this. There are not many intimidating environments on the West Coast. And when you have an environment like Oregon, where it is like a passionate football fan base, I think it gets elevated to a tier that it probably doesn't belong. I throw that out with
a caveat.
It's got
weather, too. It's got weather issues, and it's smaller. It's 54,000. So then you got Tennessee and Florida. They're both really loud. I don't know how I could possibly pick.
I mean, when Tennessee is revved up, it's really tough to sit there and go,
it's not
how
loud
is this place
in the press box because it's hermetically sealed.
Correct.
So it's a little bit, but I've been down on the sidelines at the end of games, and it is freaking deafening.
I covered a night game where Florida just absolutely trounced Ole Miss, and like that was a very intimidating environment.
5 is Virginia Tech, Lane Stadium.
I think Virginia Tech's intro elevates their stadium.
I think that's
because
true.
Because Inner Sandman is one of the coolest things you can see in the sport. But at the same time, I don't know. I just feel like every time I watch a Vatek game, I see an unbelievable intro, and then they're down 35-6.
For Ohio State, Michigan does not crack his top 10, by the way. The Big House is legendarily big but not loud.
Yeah, I mean,
spread out.
I think there's kind of the whole wine and cheese crowd. Like, and I think another big problem that Michigan has is Michigan has held on to the college football is at noon Eastern or 2:30. And right. So a lot of these places, when
you
think about drunk.
You got to get really lit.
Yes.
Lit and dark.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So then the top three, Penn State, Beaver Stadium, Alabama, Bryant-Denny Stadium, and number one, as it tends to be, Tiger Stadium, LSU.
Okay, so with Beaver Stadium, I'm totally fine putting it there. I mean, you look at, to me, it's like Beaver Stadium is the gold standard of the Big Ten in terms of in stadium environment. I think consistently it's
the whiteout. Does it elevate it too?
Whiteout obviously helps, but another big part, Penn State's always been more open to playing night games than the other Big Ten teams. And I think that's a huge part of it. Okay, here's where the controversy will come in with Alabama. So I've covered Alabama games where they're just going in, all right, we're going to expect to win.
There's a lot of that. It's just like you're talking about with Georgia. There's a lot of games. They're just coming in, we're going to roll these people. It's not that loud.
And while you leave yourself impressed, I think Alabama's done one of the best jobs.
The intro's fantastic.
And the whole stadium experience, whatnot. And then the way that they've redone the stadium,
yep.
I think they did impressive job. But what you'll hear is a lot of people leaving underwhelmed by the atmosphere.
And then that's because they kick everybody's ass and people aren't.
Correct. But
I mean, heard Nick Saban complain about it.
The 2015 game after Ole Miss beat them in Oxford, that return trip, I turned to my boss in the first quarter and I was like, this is the loudest place I've ever been. Like, it was piercing your eardrums. And it completely changed the way that I thought about the stadium. Like, I was like, this is unreal. Like, how into it and how loud and how much environment there was. I think any respectable list should put LSU 1. I also think LSU gets to cheat. LSU has hoodwinked everyone by saying there's nothing more special in the sport than Tiger Stadium at night.
Right.
And so they get night games. All of their big conference games are night games. Every big game's a night game. If you put every SEC team at night, it's a better atmosphere.
That's
so, yes, it is an awesome, awesome stadium experience. They just get, they get propped up.
I can see that.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.